Welcome to the Intuitive Therapist Podcast with Janice R. Cohen, therapist, clairvoyant, empath, and medium. Listen in as she takes a no-nonsense deep dive into real human struggles and how to resolve them. Janice will share channeled information from her spirit guide team, as well as the angels and archangels, to help you master your emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual destiny. And now, Janice R. Cohen.
Hey, y'all. This is Janice Cohen, the Intuitive Therapist, here on the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. I am so glad y'all are here today. Typically, what I tend to do is just share my own thoughts with y'all, but I'm not going to do that today. Well, I may, in part. But I have an amazing guest, and she is the real deal, and I can't wait to get into this topic today. We're talking about how to unlock your potential to create massive income in your business. And my wonderful guest is Kathy Reuter. She's a mindset expert who helps female business owners scale businesses to six figures and beyond by reprogramming the way they think, so that they can see faster success without having to miss more time with their family. Now, how amazing is that? So over the last 9 years, Kathy, she's built multiple six-figure businesses mentoring online entrepreneurs with their health and mindset. So we're going to dive deep into this today. And interestingly enough, she has a podcast. So you can hear her weekly on her The Do Life Big podcast, where she gives mindset tips to help online entrepreneurs scale their business to six figures. And she interviews other female entrepreneurs to help you see growth in your business now. And she is a mom of three children, although she doesn't look like it. We were just talking before we started to record. I swear to God, she looks so young. And I think that's a testament to her youthful energy. She has three children, Landon, Kirsten, and Keegan, and she lives in sunny, warm Florida with her husband. And welcome, Kathy.
Hey, Janice, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. That was quite the introduction. And thank you. I'll pay you later for the young comment.
Well, we were just talking about how youth really comes from inside, and it's a beautiful segue. Ooh, I just got chills. It's a beautiful segue to talk about really this amazing concept about how to unlock your potential to create massive income. And I think for most people, this is like a mystery, right? Like,
right.
How do we do this? We see other people, I know I have, you know, you see other people living this amazing lifestyle because they've somehow accessed this very magical part of life, and they just keep creating wealth and abundance and overflow. And so I would really love to hear more about how you got into this. I want to hear kind of where you were, what the biggest challenges you experienced, what they were, how you overcame them, and then how it was that you got into this whole mindset niche.
Yeah. Oh, this is quite the story. How much time do we got?
We got a whole lot of time.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So this is a pretty incredible story. You know, you never really know what's going to happen. You might have this idea and this plan and this idea in your head of what you're going to do as you're getting older. And, you know, if you have children and things like that, and sometimes it just doesn't play out like that. So I will go way back. I had originally gone to school to become an elementary school teacher, got my master's in special education. And I taught first and second grade for 10 years before having kids. I always knew that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom once I had kids. And so 11 years ago, my oldest is Landon. He's 11 years old. 11 years ago, I found out I was pregnant with him, resigned from teaching, stayed at home. We were living off of one income, my husband's income. I was tutoring most nights of the week, doing things like that just to kind of bring in a little bit of supplemental income. Then my daughter was born, Kirsten. They're 18 months apart. And now at this point, it was about 2 years of me being home raising the kids with my kind of head in the sand, with the idea that this isn't going to last because we just cannot afford this anymore. So at the time, my husband's the numbers guy. He is all into the numbers and the finances. And he's like, Kathy, you have to go back to teaching. There's no other way around it. We were $40,000 in credit card debt. We were sinking by $1,000 every single month. And I had depleted our entire savings account living off of this one income. And I have just always believed that if you want something bad enough, you will find a way to make it happen, that there is a solution to everything. But I remember standing there. This was when I was living in Massachusetts at the time. And I was just like in my foyer, holding on to little Kirsten, wrapped in her little sleep sack, right? She was only like, you know, a year and a half. And my little son, Landon, was riding around his little Elmo train. I just remember like the dagger that went into my heart when he said that, like that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to fail. Like I'm a failure right now because I'm not living out my dream. You know what I mean? Of what I want to do, which is be home with the kids. I never wanted to miss a moment. That was my whole thing. And I'm telling you, things happen exactly the way that they're meant to happen. And they happen for a reason. And there's opportunities everywhere. And I truly believe that. And if you keep your eyes open to them and you're willing to open the doors, you never know where that path may lead you. And it was literally that weekend, somebody told me about starting a business from home, a health and fitness business. You can get in, you can start your health and fitness business. You can be at home. You can get back in shape again because I always worked out. You can build this health and fitness business around the clock when your kids are napping at night, however you want to do it. You can make it your own. And I was like, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I am not an overthinker. I'm not an overanalyzer. I'm not one to go and research all these things and look for ways that it might not work. I'm just like, here's my problem. I need to earn income. I want to stay home with the kids. Here's my solution. And what's funny about it is when I first started this, like no one believed in it. They thought that it was going to be the biggest waste of my time. They thought that it just wasn't going to work and that this was going to be dumb. And why would you do this when you have a degree in teaching? Just go back to teaching, put the kids in daycare, whatever, be done with it. And I just remember having such a confident mindset. Like I remember when I started that business right from the get-go, my mind was, I know I'm going to be awesome at this. I know I'm going to do some big things. I know I'm going to make a huge impact. And I dove in to that business, which was about 10 years ago. And I just kept my head down. And what I realized as I got in that business was that I honestly didn't want to be just a stay-at-home mom. I'm not like just a stay-at-home mom, but there was a piece of me where I felt like I kind of almost lost myself. Because I wasn't really doing anything for me anymore. Like I was just, you know, a mom. And before I was a mom, I was a teacher. And I am very social and I love making an impact. That's why I went into teaching. And what I realized when I started that first business was that I really missed that component of working with other people and helping making an impact in a positive way with those people. And so with that business, in my first under a year, you know, I built a six-figure business doing that. And I was teaching other moms primarily how to build businesses from home around health and fitness while they raised their little kids. And I did all this during nap times, at night when they were sleeping. It was very much, and I was always very much that person where, you're going to have to edit this part out, my cough. I was always that person where I wanted time with my kids to come first. And my business will be built around that versus the other way, which I see so many other people getting into business being like, I want business to be an entrepreneur. I mean, so that I can, you know, have all this freedom and spend more time with my family. And then you see them missing all this time with their family and they're not doing those things.
Right.
and so I started with that business. And then through those like 9 years of doing that business, I was always like the mindset guru for people. I was always the one helping people overcome their limiting beliefs and their scarcity mindset and fear mentality that was really preventing them from building the business that they wanted to build. And I was noticing a pattern in the whole industry. I was noticing that these people, these moms and other just female entrepreneurs, they really wanted it so bad. Like they wanted to build the income to six figures and beyond. They wanted all these things. They were showing up, they were working. They were doing the personal development. They were showing up to training calls. It wasn't that they weren't working, but even with all of that work that they were doing, they weren't seeing the income growth. They were seeing very little, if any, income growth at all, even though they were showing up and doing the work. And they could not understand why they were not growing their income. And that's where I came in and I realized that people have it backwards. They think that if I just do more, if I just work more, if I just work longer, if I take more business trainings, if I read more personal development, if I stay up later and get less sleep, if I miss this one event here to dive into work and just do this temporarily, then I'll finally be able to have that successful income in my business that I want. But that's not true, because we all know a ton of people who are hard workers that aren't getting the results that they want.
Yeah.
It's not until you have this belief system of confidence and abundance that all of that other stuff will work for you first. And so that's why I would always work with people and help them with their mindset first and get them to have a solid mindset, get rid of the limiting beliefs, and then the trainings will work for you that didn't work before. Mm-hmm. You don't have to work so hard, but you have to do this first, and then the other things will follow. And so it was probably about maybe probably 9 years into this first business where I started to have this feeling that I should go and start my own thing, my own mindset program, and create it. And this was a really hard thing for me to go through, because on paper, my health and fitness business looked amazing, right? And it was what I was known for. Like, I did not have a social media account on Instagram at all until I started that business. And so for 9 years, everything on that account was health and fitness. And that's what I was known for. The income was well, I knew it like the back of my hand. I was really good at it, but I just had that feeling that I should go and do something else. You know, have you ever had that happen where it's like, I just have this gut feeling and then people think you're crazy because they're like, why would you do this? Like, yeah, you already, what you do right here is already good. And so that was kind of scary because, you know, you've climbed your way up now 9 years to be being the expert in that particular field. And now you're going to be a beginner again, right?
Right. Sure.
So for 2 full years, I kind of pushed that feeling aside, pushed it aside. You don't need to do this. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're so good at it. You're amazing at it. The income's great. Why would you do this? And I just never felt fulfilled with it because I wasn't really going after what it was that I wanted to go after at that point in time. And it just kept haunting me and kept haunting me. And then finally one day, this was about 2 years ago now, I just like drew the line in the sand. And I said to my husband, I'm like, okay, this is it. I am done. I'm making a shift now. I'm just going to go all in. I'm going to launch my podcast, do Life Big. I'm going to create the Mindset Accelerator program. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to teach people how to reprogram the way they think so that they can see the fastest success in their business, break the income plateaus and build the six figures and beyond without having to sacrifice all this time away from their family and their kids.
Wow.
And so I did that and I just went cold turkey and I just went boom into this next idea. And that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. And I love it. It is so much more in alignment now.
What do you love about it? Like when you think about loving it, because I love what I do. There's not a day that goes by that, I don't love what I do, but what's the thing that lights you up the most about moving in this direction?
Yeah. I mean, for number one, I love seeing people have like the light bulb moments when I'm coaching them. I love doing any kind of live training with people where I can connect with them, whether it's on Zoom or in person. I absolutely love that. Like I thrive off of that. It doesn't exhaust me. It gives me energy. I mean, I could do it. Like even doing a call like this and being on your podcast, I absolutely love doing that. Yeah. That is my thing.
Wonderful. So let me ask you this. When you were starting out and you were thinking about, you were at this point, you quit your teaching job, you had 2 children, you hit this point in your financial life where you're like, I have to kind of share to get off the pot here. I got to do something because I know what I want. I want to stay home with my children, but I also want to be able to live a good life. And I want to be able to help them live a good life. What did you have to release in order to shift into a mindset that allowed that? Like, because I know we're going to talk about some of the limiting beliefs that your clients have that I think likely are universal, right?
Yep.
And what I was talking about before is that I know for sure in the intuitive space, in the spiritual space, we hear about this all of the time. Well, if you just surrender and if you just believe and if you just trust, and then the biggest piece that I find, not only in my own history, but in the history of the people that I work with, is how much stronger and relentless the ego becomes in making sure that you don't reach your next level, that you stay small, that you fear, that you doubt, that you don't betray it so you can practice fidelity with yourself, right? So to me, and I just got chills on that. So to me, it's like you hear people say, oh, well, I just had to give up believing those bad thoughts. And that sounds lovely, but majority of people have a great sense of difficulty doing that because they don't, it just doesn't make sense. And they come up against the ego that says, you know, this is stupid, right? You know, you'll never be who you say you want to be. You know, you'll never, or it's not. What did you have to give up to move beyond your plateau?
Yeah, I call that the little bitch voice.
Oh, hate it. We hate that bitch voice. Seriously.
That bitch voice. Yeah. So I actually have two experiences here to share that I think will be really valuable.
Okay.
To the listeners. So don't let me forget the second piece here where I plateaued at a six-figure income and how I worked through that. So this first piece, when I first started, I had very, very, very small goals. I mean, I'm talking, I just needed a couple $100 a week. I did not get into that first business looking to achieve, you know, multiple six figures or anything like that. It was, I'm just going to do what I can to earn a couple $100 a week. Now, it wasn't until I got into that business where I finally realized that, and I started to see some success and I started to see the income and I started to get all these messages from people about how I was changing their life for the better and how they were like a happier, more confident mom and more present mom for their kids. And they were able to, you know, use their income for this memory making money and take their Disney trips or whatever it was they had planned, that I had to let go of the fact that it's not being selfish to try to grow and become better and to want more and to help more. You know, a lot of times that's like kind of like how I lived, where it was just like, things are good. Things are good. Why do you want more? Why can't you just be grateful for what you have now? And so I had to let go of the fact that it's not selfish for you to want more and to grow more. That was a huge thing for me that I had to let go of, that I wasn't this selfish person, because I lived my entire life anyways as this major people pleaser. And if you met me now, I was nothing like I was before. I was this very, very quiet, shy, kind of hide out in the back room, never wanted to raise my hand or participate in anything because I just wanted to be accepted. And it wasn't until I was like 30 where that started to change and I, you know, grew into the person who I am today. But this whole thing of just kind of coasting, that was what I had to let go of and accept in order to build that first business to the level that it got to.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then it was probably, this was a real doozy, but, you know, I kind of was one of those, how do I say this, naive entrepreneurs, because I knew nothing about it when I got into it. And I remember hearing people say things like, oh, you know, you're going to fail. There's going to be roadblocks. Like there's going to be times when you're going to want to quit. And I just was like, I grew so fast and never had any roadblocks and things were so easy and they were always fun. And it was just like this straight line to success. Right. I'm like, that's just not going to be me. That's definitely not going to be me, until all of a sudden I found myself at this six-figure plateau. And where I went wrong was I made this income plateau mean something negative about myself. Ooh. instead of just keeping this event as something neutral that was happening in my business, like it is what it is, like your income is plateaued right now, which is what we should all do when we have these roadblocks happen. I internalized it and made it mean that I did not have what it took to go to the level that I really desired to go to. And then I went back to my original, which was just be grateful for how far you've come. You only ever wanted to earn a couple $100 and look what you've done. And it's amazing. And you've got, you know, you're home with your kids and you've never had to miss a moment and you're in your dream home and all these things. And then it consumed me and it became my story that I internally told myself every day, which I did not realize at the time I was actually telling myself. I just thought that something was wrong with me or something was wrong with the business, because I was showing up and I was doing the work. And I was literally 10Xing everything. And I was showing up and I was staying up till 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And I was investing in the business mentors and taking the trainings and buckling down in personal development. And nothing was changing. And it just left me completely frustrated and burnt out until finally one day, and this was about 7 years ago now, I was going for a walk in Massachusetts with my third little baby. And I was listening to some podcast and they said some line, "You are the thinker of your thoughts." I think it was Jim Rohn, who was a guest on a podcast. And he said this, "You are the thinker of your thoughts." And all of a sudden I had like a light bulb moment where I realized, oh my God, you have been the one that has been literally self-sabotaging yourself this entire time. The reason why you're not growing is because you're feeding yourself this BS story that you're not good enough. You don't have what it takes. And at the end of the day, if you're not taking inspired action in your business, you're not going to see the results that you want because everything is energy, right? Mm-hmm. And I was doing the action, but you can't just do the action to check it off the list like a hamster on a wheel. You have to come at it with the energy and the enthusiasm and inspired action. And I looked back on my life and I realized that this was actually a reoccurring theme that I had. Whenever things didn't work out the way that I wanted to, I made that particular situation mean that you're just not good enough, or you don't have what it takes, or you're not cut out for this. And so that was when I really started to work hard on reprogramming my mind, getting rid of any of the limiting beliefs that I still had in there, because these times are just going to keep happening in your life and in your business.
Why do you think we, when we hit a, maybe it's disappointment, or we hit a goal, or we don't overcome a plateau, why do we immediately go to that critical part of us? Why do we start labeling ourselves in such bad ways? Why is that the default?
Yeah, I think a lot of it boils down to, honestly, like a lot of us and most of us are control freaks and perfectionists.
Yep.
And we just take the blame and the responsibility for things. When things don't work out, we just immediately say, what's wrong with us? And
yeah,
it's something about us. And also too, I think that when you do that, it's also because you've lost sight of gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. You've lost sight of, we're too busy, as people, we're just so busy thinking about down the road, I want to get there, when I get there, that we lose that sense of worthiness and we lose that gratitude and we don't realize that we're worthy right in this moment right now as we are. And that we should actually look at how far we've come and keep the focus on the gratitude versus on, but what's next? I want to go there. And it's great to have the goals and to have the vision. You obviously need that. But if that's all you focus on, that's where you can get into that trap of internalizing it and making it mean something negative about yourself.
So when you talk about gratitude, I know some of my listeners are going to say, but I'm thankful for my life every day and it's not improving. I'm grateful. I really am. But the needle has not moved on my income in months. So, Kathy, how about that?
Yeah.
How do you address that for people like, but I am grateful and I think I'm doing the work, but nothing's changed.
Right. They still have, if that is happening, then you still have, there's a limiting belief there that you're telling yourself in your subconscious. I mean, we know this, right? That 85% of the self-talk in our mind is negative anyways, and it's on repeat 24/7. And most of us are just going through life on autopilot, not even realizing the stuff that we're thinking, and they become our beliefs. And so the first step that you need to do is you need to really get yourself to slow down and become aware, you know? And as soon as you notice that thought pop up in your mind that this was dumb, I shouldn't have even done this anyways, this other person was right, I don't have what it takes to go as far as that, to immediately be like, break it. And that's when you need to replace it with a more empowering belief. And it's just like anything else. And I can give you the freebie too for the listeners. Yeah. I have a freebie. You can put it in the show notes, but it's kathyreuter.com. Yeah. /thinkthisnotthat. But it has 19 of the most common ones, limiting beliefs that entrepreneurs think and what you should think instead. And so once you have that first step of awareness, like, oh my gosh, I have been literally saying this all the time, then you start to pay attention to it more. It's kind of like, you know, when your friend buys a car and you want to get that car, or you just buy that car, you notice it's everywhere. That red car now is everywhere. It's like, oh, I never noticed it. And there it is. it's the same thing when you start recognizing your thoughts in your mind, the stories that you tell yourself. So you need to become aware. You need to stop it immediately and literally tell yourself this new thought. And nothing happens overnight, obviously, but you need to practice this every single day, multiple times a day, so that you can reprogram this new way of thinking.
Beautiful. So, you know, I heard something somewhere that said readiness has to match. Your readiness has to match the success you want in order to have it. What do you think about that?
No, I completely disagree with that. I think that you're ready right now as you are, and you become more confident and you gain that confidence as you go. You learn as you go. And that was one of the first lessons that I had to learn, especially coming from someone who is a major control freak and perfectionism. With that first business, especially, it was you learn as you go, and you're not going to learn unless you do it. It's kind of like when I went to school to become a teacher, I didn't really learn how to become the great teacher that I was until I was actually teaching in the classroom, right? Yeah. All the classes in the world didn't prepare me for it. So you have to be okay knowing that you're starting small and you're a beginner and that you're going to learn as you go. And the faster you get yourself out there, the faster you're going to learn and the better and the more competent you're going to become. Mm-hmm. And as you gain that competence, you become more confident. And then it's just a cycle that just keeps repeating over and over again.
When you help entrepreneurs up their game in their business, do you talk about like the universal laws and like the law of assumption, where it's like you put it out into the universe, you make a statement, you declare it, you assume it so, and then like you would when you order something off Amazon, you just let it go because you know it's coming. Is that something that you teach in your course? I'm going to give you all links to everything at the end, so don't worry about it. So, but what do you think?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And honestly, what we talk about too a lot is, and one of the things that I did when I was stuck at that income plateau and going through this, how I worked through it was I wrote out exactly what I wanted to see happen in the business. And I still do this now in like the past tense, as if it's already happened. I don't say like, oh, I will be this, or, you know, I am. It's like, I write it all out as if I'm telling the story to somebody in the past tense. You know, I was at this income plateau. I was working so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I worked through that. I'm so glad that I realized and reprogrammed the way that I was thinking and learned that failures are more important than the successes, and that you have to go through the failures. They're the biggest teachers in life. You're going to learn your biggest lessons in life, because I avoided my failures. I was trying to avoid them. I thought that they were bad. And I didn't understand that if I didn't go through these, I would never grow into the person who I was supposed to be. And I would never be able to have the impact that I meant to have on other people without going through them. So instead, I pushed them away. And anytime any failure in my life happened in general, I made that mean, you suck. You're not good enough.
Right.
And so writing it all out, I teach this in the Mindset Accelerator program too. It's one of the ways for you to like permanently switch and reprogram your mind, because, you know, you can practice this for a couple of days, but there's a lot more to it if you want this new way of thinking to actually last permanently. Otherwise, you just revert back to your old way of thinking, right?
Sure.
But that's one of the things that I teach. And I mean, I even do this to this day, and I write it all out as if it's already happened.
Every day?
Whenever I have like a certain like goal that I'm going for, or if it's something that I want to achieve, I have it all written out in detail. And I just keep it in my purse, and I read it to myself every single day. Nice. And I do that. And I also have like, you know, I put like the sticky notes all over my mirror of just different affirmations that I say to myself or read to myself every day. All these different things are like little tools that you can keep in your tool belt to help you reprogram the way that you think. Because, you know, if you look at some of these other entrepreneurs, everything seems so easy, right? They grow so quick. Like, how are they? It's all this abundance. What are they doing? It's because they've mastered this piece first.
Yeah. So I know I'm a sticky note queen. Oh my God. I have so many colors, and thank God for sticky notes, a pen and tape, because they're everywhere. What are some of your most impactful affirmations that you use? And then I want to get to what are the common limiting beliefs that your clients encounter. What are the affirmations that really work for you?
Well, so I do say this one thing every day, and I forget who I heard this from, but it was years ago. and you're probably going to like this one, but it's everything by my divine right comes to me today in perfect order. And I have that written down on one of my sticky notes. And I love that because it just is a reminder that the day is going to happen in the way it's meant to happen, whether there's traffic or who knows, it takes you X amount of time to get to work, or if there's a traffic jam and you got to go around, that everything is going to happen the way it's meant to happen. Everything is happening for you. Nothing's happening to you. And it really helps you not get so strung out as your day goes.
Everything's going to happen. Beautiful.
It's right. It's one less thing that you need to stress out about, because it's, I literally tell myself, it's happening exactly the way that it's meant to happen. You know?
So that being slow and accepting. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. What else?
And then like, even like with income and stuff like that, I always say money flows freely and abundantly to me, because money is energy, right? That one is another one that, that works really well for me. And I also too, one of my other ones, I mean, I have like 10 on my mirror, but the other one I liked is, I make an impact. I make a positive impact every single day, because that's just how I operate. If, as long as I'm making some kind of a difference in one person's life every day, that's where I feel perfect.
Thanks for listening to the Intuitive Therapist.
I don't like what you heard. Feel like I'm making an impact in
is to share this podcast
every day. I just feel like,
and be sure to give us
some
stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts.
I'm not even chasing the income. I'm just chasing the impact that I'm making. I love like messages. I'm more about like, give me the messages. I even have a whole document from all the years of building these businesses with every single positive message that anyone has ever sent to me. And I save them all and I read them all the time, because for me, that is what really lights me up.
How do you help someone who is in a desperate energy? That's a tough one, because, you know, it's lovely that you say, I'm being devil's advocate here. Lovely that you say, I don't even worry about the income. I just want to be of service. And there are so many people out there, and I'm sure the people that come to you as well, well, I am worried about the income because I got to live and I got to pay my bills, and I've got to make the money. I'm desperate, right? How do you help someone get out of that desperate place and into a place of receiving and being able to shift their mindset?
Yeah, see, it is a tough thing, because you do need income. And trust me, I remember being there in that place of desperation, like when I started that very first business, where it was like, if you don't start making money like now, you're going back. And you have to find a way to release that way of thinking, because everything is energy. And you're going to, it's like the law of attraction. If you're coming to every single day being like, oh my gosh, like, I just don't want to be broke anymore. I just need more money in my bank account. Like, why is it every time I go to look at my account, like there's nothing in there? The universe doesn't see that as you wanting and needing more money. It's going to literally give you more of what you don't want.
Yeah.
And so you have to be okay with releasing that. This is where also too, the journaling, where you write out exactly what you want comes into play here, right? Write out exactly what you want to happen, the exact amount of money that you need or that you want, as if it's already happened, and read it every single day. And again, being aware of what are those thoughts that you're thinking every day? Like, I need money. I'm so sick of being broke. Replacing that money Money flows freely and abundantly to me. It's going to work out. This is going to work out. I remember literally saying to myself when I started that first business and my back was up against the wall, I remember saying it was like a knowing. It was just a knowing. You have to have like that knowing, but you can't operate with that kind of abundance and confidence while you're holding on to this fear of like, well, what if it doesn't work out? And I have no money and I need the money now. You have to be so focused in on, this is going to work out. This will work out for me. This has already worked out. And I know that what I'm doing is moving me closer and closer to where I need to be. Just practicing those little things of catching those limiting. Yeah, exactly. Writing it all out, getting the stickiness. I mean, all these little things, it's kind of like, you know, training your brain. It's like another muscle in your body. It's just like if you want to get healthy and fit, right? And you start working out, what are you going to do? You're going to sit down. You're going to make a list of all the healthy foods that you need to start buying in the grocery store, how much water you need to drink, you know, how much you're going to exercise every day, what you're going to do to move your body. And you make a list of these things and you do them every day. It's the same thing with your mindset and being able to switch it to this more confident abundance mindset so you can start to attract what you want, right?
Beautiful, beautiful. So I know we were talking about the fact that there are some pretty kind of typical or most common limiting beliefs that your students have had. What are those?
So I jotted down some of the most common ones that I get, but usually what they say when they come to me is who am I to set such lofty goals? Which is more rooted in more of like a worthiness, an issue with your worthiness and understanding that, you know, you're worthy right now, right here, as you are in this way. Another one is, I just don't think I have what it takes to build the business to the level that I want to, because they're looking to where they are and where they want to go. And that gap can be really big. Instead of, again, this is going back to, you know, that gratitude of, but look how far I've come. Look at what I've accomplished so far. This is a journey. And with entrepreneurship, when you're building your business, I mean, there's no end point. It's kind of like when you decide that you're going to be healthier in your life, right? There's no end point. It's not like I'm going to start this 21-day diet and at 21 days, all my problems are going to be resolved. It's like, no, this is a new way of being. Yeah. And it's the same exact way with your mindset when you're building your business. And then the last one is, people will always say, and I was guilty of this too a long time ago, where I would say, I don't have enough time in my day to build the business to the six-figure level that I want. Where they're playing this comparison game and they're looking at other people that they know who are entrepreneurs, who they're living different lives. Some of them have kids, some of them don't have kids, some of them have more time, and they're just comparing themselves. And so getting them to stop those negative thoughts, break that cycle of replacing it. Because I know people who are only working a couple hours a day and they're far surpassing even what I'm doing, right? And then I also know people who are working their tail off 14 hours a day and they're not really hardly earning anything. So those are all limiting beliefs right there.
Yeah. So it's not true that the harder you hustle, the more money you make.
Yeah, that is a major limiting belief. I mean, if that were the case, I mean, think of every hard worker that we know in the world would be earning six figures and beyond, right? Like, why is that?
Right.
So it's good to always ask yourself that question. Hey, you know, I was a hard worker too when I was plateaued and it wasn't working. It's because I had that limiting belief there keeping me stuck. And it was literally on repeat every day, all the time.
And we don't even realize that until we stop. It's interesting because over time I've talked to my listeners about something that's happened to me recently, which is that I went into a winter period for several months. And what I was being shown was me, the truth of who I am. And then it was like I was on a split screen, right? It's me. I'm clear. I'm certain. My soul is very, very clear. I know what the truth is. And then I'm able to see all the thoughts that are going on like a ticker tape in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so I was being given a gift of watching myself, watching my thoughts, knowing that I am not my thoughts, that I have the opportunity at any moment to redistribute how I think, to reorient myself, to choose my thoughts, to not believe a fucking bad thought ever. Right.
Right.
And so what you're talking about for sure is that is being able to be so cognizant. That's what the writing down is about. That's what the saying them out loud is about. To be so cognizant of the automatic thoughts that you have that you can just get to choose which ones you want. Like you're in a candy store and you're like, nope, I want that. I want that. I want that.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. And then being patient and having this knowing that it is all going to work out for the best for you. Right. As long as obviously you show up, you do have to do the work. Sometimes I have to always repeat myself. Like, listen, guys, you can't just like obviously sit on the couch and repeat all these affirmations and think it's just going to be handed to you. Obviously there is work involved, but there are a lot of people who think this is just who I am and this is how I am. And there's nothing I can do about it. And that is the biggest bunch of BS because you can change yourself. You can change your thoughts. And when you change your thoughts and your belief system, you change your entire life 100%, for the better.
100%. So what is the most powerful strategy, tool, approach you have that maybe allow somebody in the quickest way possible to overcome a limiting belief? Is there one that you're like, oh man, it's going to blow you out of the water? You do it, boom, massive shift.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, when I went through it and what I see with my students is when you start scripting it all out, when you start writing everything down, exactly what you want, telling the story, pretend, like take out your notebook, okay, and write down, I am, you know, I'm so excited that I am now building the six-figure business. I worked through this. I showed up. My mindset is confident. I worked through this limiting belief. You have to get it out on paper. Nothing can be done in your head because it will never change until you actually start to write it out. So that's probably the biggest tip that
they've accomplished it. Like you're writing it. Oh yes. My God, look what I've done.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful.
Like they're writing it as if they've already accomplished it, as if they're looking back and this is their past right now. This is behind them. They've already worked through it. They've accomplished what they want to accomplish. The feeling, whether it's you want to have like a sense and feeling of pride or fulfillment and happiness and joy and energy, and include as much of that as possible. And then read it every single day and take it around with you. So, you know, nothing is like super fast. Obviously, you obviously have to sit down and like write that out. But if you do that and you carry it around with you, read it every single day. That right there will help you, because then it's going to help you be more aware. Your brain is going to be thinking and focusing on something more positive outcome. So when you're in the car driving around, for example, if you have a random thought pop in your head, like, this is dumb. I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to really accomplish what I set out to accomplish. You can immediately say, wait a minute, I have this thing written down here. Pull over and read it. Or when you get home and read it. And it makes a huge difference.
I love that. I once heard someone say years ago, and I love this, on a podcast episode, and this man said, you need to touch your dream at least once a day.
You do.
Touch your dream at least once a day, if not multiple times. And really, because the dreams that are in your heart are for you. And we're not always meant to know how, and we don't know when, but if we have that inspired thought, if we have that dream that we know that we're meant to be on the big stage, or we're meant to write a book, or we're meant to be a very successful entrepreneur, or we're meant to mentor, or we're meant to teach, that's there for a reason. You can't deny that, because if you don't attend to it, you're going to be so unfulfilled. So if that's the case, then why not embrace it and understand that the how will come? And as long as you're in the right mindset, as you're open, as you're receptive, everything that is necessary to happen to align you up with that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. And then, you know, honestly, and that's why like just vision boards alone don't work. I mean, how many times have you made vision boards and you just plop the pictures on it and it's like another year goes by and never happened. When you combine that with actually writing out as if it's already happened, it's in the past, it's like magic.
Beautiful. I love this. I love this. You know what I would love for you to tell everyone about? You have this free training on March 6th and 7th. Y'all, you have got to attend this training, because it's called the Mindset Accelerator. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's called Unleash Your Business Potential. And y'all heard a little bit about Kathy's expertise here, but can you talk a little bit about that? Because I really want people to understand what you're making available for free.
Oh yeah, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. So March 6th, it's March 6th and it's March 7th. You can choose what day you want to come. It's the same exact training. I just did two different days and two different times. March 6th, it's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And March 7th, it's at noon Eastern Standard Time. And it's a one-hour training. And I'm going to help you dive right in and dig up exactly what it is that's been either keeping you stuck at an income plateau, or if you're newer to business and just want to skyrocket your success to six figures and beyond, I'm going to help you unlock that one key ingredient that you need that other high performers have that you see achieving, so that you can start to see that momentum in your business immediately. So it's going to be an awesome training. You can put it in the links, but it's kathyreuter.com/unleash. And you can get emails and get notified when I'm about to go live, and you can get in there and it's going to be the bomb.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm going to share with you, because her name sounds different than the way it's spelled. So the link to her free Unleash Your Business Potential training is kathyreuter.com, which is kathyreuter.com/unleash. And again, I'll include these links in the promo. But y'all, I'm telling you, she has got this down. So y'all, she's amazing. Her energy is amazing. And, you know, I always believe that if somebody's learned something that I desire to learn, well, why do I need to keep struggling with it? Why don't I learn from these people? And Kathy, you're one of them. I've been so excited to talk with you about this because, you know, in my experience, I have overcome a lot of my own limiting beliefs, and I know I will always have them. I know that I will constantly have to fight against, because it's interesting, as I'm up leveling now, my ego is like gnawing at me. I mean, it's like like relentless. And then I get to the point where I'm like, can you just shut up, ego, please? Just because it's not true. I refuse to listen to you, right? So it's there's something beautiful about being so aware of the thoughts that keep you stuck and small and limited, and then being in touch with the truth, which is, I know I am limitless. I know that if I allow myself to grow and I allow myself to live into my dream and live in my dream every day, there's nothing that I can't accomplish. And I want listeners to take away the absolute possibility that if Kathy can do it, and she can do it multiple times, for multiple businesses, six figures and more, you could do it. There's nothing different about her than you or I. It's a matter of where we focus our beliefs, what our beliefs are, what we reinforce, and the divine actions that we take to fulfill our desire to meet our goals. And so she's got a great free resource on her website, kathyreuter.com. There's a quiz, and kathyreuter.com /think this, not that. That's where you get the 19 think this, not that, right? The list of the common 19 beliefs that you can shift into a more desirable belief system. And y'all go ahead, please attend this Unleash Your Business Potential training on March 6th or March 7th. Because it is going to blow your mind. She's so powerful. And you can connect with her on Instagram at Kathryn Reuter, and connect with her on the host of the Do Life Big podcast, right? She hosts that podcast. So look for her. She's in a lot of places and doing some amazing work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing
your
enthusiasm and your wisdom. And, you know, there's something to be said when people give testimony about what they've overcome, and then they realize that I had to go through that so that I could teach this to other people. I know I feel that way for me in terms
Definitely.
Of how I help women. And, you know, when you get that certainty of this is what I'm supposed to do, it's such a beautiful feeling. And so I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing, and that you have graciously decided to come onto my podcast and share your beauty, your wisdom, and your enthusiasm. And I am so grateful that you've shared your wisdom with me today.
Oh, well, I'm so honored to be here. Thanks so much for having me. And I hope that you enjoyed the show.
You got it. All right. Well, I wish everybody a wonderful week, a blessed day, and as always, live intuitively.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Therapist. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share this podcast with a friend. And be sure to give us some stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.